This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of some of the most intense combat since Russia invaded. He met Tuesday with troops and praised what he called their, quote, resilience and strength as artillery boomed in the background. For his part, Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed the, quote, courage and self-denial of his forces in Ukraine, but did so at a ceremony in an opulent and glittering Kremlin hall. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky could travel to Washington, meet U.S. President Joe Biden, and visit Congress on Wednesday, sources familiar with the situation said, in what would be Zelensky's first known trip outside his country since Russia invaded in late February. Biden was expected to meet Zelensky at the White House, a source said. The visit by the Ukrainian leader would coincide with Biden's intent to send the Kyiv government Patriot missiles, CNN reported, to protect it from heavy Russian bombardment. Two main subway stations in Kyiv reopened in the Ukrainian capital for the first time since the war began nearly 10 months ago, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Independence Square, Maidan, and Krechevik are key transfer stations of the Kyiv subway system. They've been closed since the start of the war, forcing thousands of commuters to go outside and walk to the nearest station to transfer to other lines. All the metro stations in Kyiv work as shelters when there are air raid sirens. Denis Kapustin says, yes, this is a feeling that despite everything, we are coming back to the routine that we were used to. This is very important, very important. The stations are considered one of the safest places in Kyiv when there is a risk of a missile attack. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. Washington has reacted to Afghanistan's latest restrictions on women's rights. Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. State Department says Washington will hold the Taliban accountable after its latest announcement that women will be banned from attending universities. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price made that announcement on Tuesday.
The United States condemns in the strongest terms the Taliban's indefensible decision to ban women from universities, to keep secondary schools closed to girls, and to continue to impose other restrictions on the ability of women and girls in Afghanistan to exercise their human rights and their fundamental freedoms.
He said the United States will look to see what more it can do to hold the Taliban to account. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A U.S. House committee says they'll release information about former President Donald Trump's taxes, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The democratically controlled House Ways and Means has voted along party lines to publicly release a report on Donald Trump's tax returns, which the former president has long tried to shield. The committee chairman says supporting materials will also be released. The report comes after a years-long battle that ultimately resulted in the Supreme Court clearing the way last month for the Treasury Department to send the returns to Congress. The committee received 6 years of tax returns for Trump and some of his businesses. The report could provide a fuller look into Trump's personal and business finances. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Peru declared Mexico's ambassador to Lima persona non grata and ordered him to leave the country on Tuesday, Peru's foreign minister announced in the latest escalation of tensions between the two nations after Peru ousted Pedro Castillo as president. The abrupt order, a severe measure in the world of diplomacy, gives Mexico's envoy to the South American country just 72 hours to exit. The Peruvian government's decision came hours after Mexico's top diplomat announced that his country had granted asylum to the family of Castillo, who faces rebellion charges from behind bars after attempting what critics have labeled a coup on December 7th. A parade in Buenos Aires to celebrate the return of Argentina's World Cup champion team was abruptly cut short as millions of people poured onto streets, highways, and overpasses in a chaotic attempt to catch a glimpse of team members. So many jubilant fans swarmed the Argentine capital on Tuesday that the players were forced to abandon the open-air bus taking them to Buenos Aires. They instead boarded helicopters for a capital flyover the government billed as an aerial parade. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.